Hello.
Hello, may I speak with Olive?
Yes, can I help you?
I'm calling. My name is Joe. I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, let's bear with me just quick. Now, the first question is, ma'am, as we're going on, and I want to thank you for taking it. And I want to thank you for taking the time. First, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Yes.
Thank you. And does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
White. Human race.
I'm sorry?
Human race.
Yeah, but just to make sure that we are representing everybody, all races. What is your race?
Human. I'm an African.
Okay, thank you. What is your age?
75.
75, you said? You sound very young, that's fine.
Ah.
Okay, now moving forward, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices?
Start me, I will.
No, will you definitely vote?
Yes, I will. I never miss a voting. I never miss the opportunity to vote.
Okay. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed, and generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I am satisfied. Uncle Joe is doing a good job.
Okay. What about thinking about issues facing the country now? Which of the following issues do you most want Congress focused on? You can select up to two. Protecting LGBTQ rights, investing in maternal health to make pregnancy and childbirth safer, providing affordable child care, fighting inflation, protecting voting rights and fighting threats to our democracy, standing up to the rise in racism and discrimination, lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs, protecting women's reproductive freedoms and abortion rights, reducing gun violence, improving kinder through 12th grade public school education, increasing border security and stopping illegal immigration, improving the economy, or reducing crime?
All of the above, but I think gun safety, abortion rights, and immigration.
Okay, thank you. And in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
Getting better.
Thank you. And thinking about how the economy is going, specifically for you and your family, would you say that your wages or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or rising to the point where you feel you can get ahead?
I cut my coat according to my clothes.
I'm sorry?
I live within my means. It's okay.
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 And in your opinion, which do you think are the greatest obstacles to economic success and upward mobility in this country? You can select up to two. Racism and discrimination, the breakdown of the traditional family structure, not enough good role models, poor work ethics, sexism or unequal pay or treatment for women, unfair or rigged economic system for the rich, inadequate programs to help people in poverty, poor life choices and values by some, lack of good paying job opportunities, too many people depending on the government for handouts.
I would say jobs are available. It's not the type of job you really want. But
okay.
If I think families, there's so many children getting children.
Okay, I understand.
Okay, good.
Okay. Now, moving forward, I want to thank you for taking the time. And now, here are the reasons others have given for why they say crime is rising. Please tell me which you think is the biggest reason. Too many people suffering from mental illnesses on our streets, lack of after-school programs and mentoring to keep children from criminal activity, too many young people are not being properly parented and raised, too many undocumented immigrants crossing our borders, not enough police officers or on the streets, too many guns flooding our streets, a broken bail and parole system which lets criminals back on the streets too quickly, reduce funding for public services to help people in need, inflation and the rising cost of living making it harder for people to get by.
I think parents' supervision of children and guns in the streets, along with drugs and mental illness.
Okay. Thank you. Moving forward. And how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
Plenty.
Okay.
A lot.
And, okay. Do you support or oppose the efforts to remove or ban books from public schools? Strongly of support, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Strongly opposed.
Okay. And I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. Okay? Kevin McCarthy.
0.
Ron DeSantis.
0.
The NAACP.
75.
Barack Obama.
90.
Black Lives Matter.
80.
The feminist movement.
80.
80?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And Joe Biden?
150.
Okay. Beyonce.
Who?
Beyonce.
Beyonce, I don't know who that is.
Okay. What about Donald Trump?
5.
5. What about Akeem Jeffries?
Even with you.
I'm sorry?
Give him an 80.
80, okay. What about the gay rights movement?
No, them best 80. Give him 80.
Okay, and critical race theory, or CRT.
What is that really? I think about the black people and the...
Yeah, the critical race theory, or CRT.
Okay, let's say it was him an 80, too.
Okay. What about Kamala Harris?
Give her a 70.
Okay. Moving forward, I want to thank you for taking your time. I want to get you back to your day. I know it's
all... But you didn't ask for the KKK.
Okay. That falls under racism. Now, I know it's a ways off, but thinking about the 2024 presidential election, if that election was held today and the candidates were Cornel West, the third-party candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican, and Joe Biden, the Democrat, for whom would you vote?
Joe Biden.
Okay, moving forward. And we're almost done. Switching things up a bit, please rate how much each of the following could impact you personally. Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it will have a major impact on your life, 5 means a moderate impact, and 0 means that you think it won't have any impact on your life. Okay?
What is your question again?
I'm going to read you some names.
Okay.
Tell me how you feel about this. Crime and violence in this country. Do you think that has no impact at all or a major impact?
Many impacts.
What about affirmative action ending?
Great impact.
What about the country's economy going into recession soon?
Oh, yeah, that's terrible, too, yeah.
What about climate change?
Oh, yes, Dad.
Okay. Moving forward, now I'm going to read you a series of policy statements that some say the government should implement. For each one, tell me if you agree or disagree with that policy. The government should legalize marijuana for citizens over the age of 21 for medical and recreational use.
Yes, agreed.
What about ban assault weapons?
Agreed.
Raise the salaries of public school teachers and support staff.
Exactly, agreed.
Children under 18 should not be allowed to pursue medical gender reassignment, such as undergoing surgery or taking hormone blockers.
Under 18? Yes, I agree.
The government should pass legislation to protect abortion rights so that abortion is legal nationwide.
Agreed.
The government should provide free child care to all families.
Agreed.
And the government should pass a law that creates a federal paid family and medical leave program for all workers to take care of themselves or family members with a serious health condition.
Yes, I agree.
Okay, moving forward. In which, if any, of the following situations should employers be required by law to give their workers paid time off? Fathers adopting a child, death of a family member when dealing with a mental health episode, fathers whose spouse or partner is giving birth to a child, mothers giving birth to a child, mothers adopting a child, sickness or serious injury, caring for a family member with a serious health condition.
All of the above.
Okay. Moving forward. And how often would you say you experience sexism in your everyday life? Would you say very often, often, not often, or not at all?
No, I'm good.
Okay. And have any of the following things happened to you or a member of your household in the last 12 months? Violent crime such as assault?
No.
What about home was vandalized or broken into?
No, thank God, no.
Car was stolen or broken into?
No, thank God, no.
Money or property was stolen?
No.
Thank you. Moving forward. Switching gears a bit, the last few questions are just for a statistical purpose zone, okay? What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I went to college.
Okay.
As far as, I got an associate, bachelor's.
Oh, okay.
Definitely bachelor's, yeah.
Okay. Are you married? Unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
I'm single. Divorced people.
You're divorced. Okay. What about, do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No, I live alone.
What about, how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Urban.
And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Or hardly never or never?
I hardly go.
Okay. And now I'm going to read you a list of news outlets or stations. For each, please tell me how you often regularly watch or read them in the span of a week. Your local TV news.
Every day.
I'm sorry?
Every day I watch the local news.
Okay. Fox News.
Oh, never.
No?
No.
What about network news such as NBC, ABC, or CBS?
Yeah, watch NBC.
Every day? Often? Somewhat?
Yeah,
not that
often? Yeah, every day. Every
okay.
Day, yes.
What about CNN?
No, I stopped watching it.
What about MSNBC?
That's my station.
Okay, moving forward, and we're almost finished. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as...
Hold on, you missed one.
I'm sorry?
I watch free speech TV.
Okay. Now, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, independent, or something else?
Yeah, I'm a registered Republican. I'm a registered Democrat.
Okay. And which of the following best describes your current health insurance coverage. Medicare, Medicaid, health insurance provided by you or your spouse's employer, health insurance you bought and paid for yourself, or no health insurance?
Medicare, Medicaid.
Okay. And who is the primary breadwinner in your household? You, your spouse, you, when your spouse jointly, your parents or parents, your child or children, another relative, or you're on a retired or in a fixed income?
I provide for myself. I live alone.
Okay. And would you please tell me into which of the following categories the yearly income of your household falls, including everyone in the household? Just tell me when I get to your category. Under 15,000, 15 to 30,000, 30 to 50,000, 50 to...
Under 15,000.
Okay. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No, sir.
Okay. And this concludes our service. Thank you very much for your time and enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
What's your name again?
My name is Joe.
Joe.
Yes.
Okay,
it's
Joe.
It's been a pleasure talking to you, okay?
Did I ask you some questions, too?
Go ahead.
How far does your survey go? Noah, do you send it into somebody because you said, this person, ratings is that, this is that, is that. How far does it go? Because there is some question. Immigration is on my mind. I don't know how or when they will get through the immigration. They said if you come to the country and you behave yourself, you do what you're supposed to do, pay your taxes and all that, you could sponsor your children back home. I have a son there. I sponsor him over 16 years.
Wow. No,
when he come here, we have a place for him to stay. We have a car to drive, everything. And they're bringing the refugees. And have no problem with refugees coming in, you know, because we are all human beings. But they have to find a place for them to live. They have to teach them English. They have to find everything for them. This guy would have all his people, his other sisters around, to take care of him and make him comfortable. So I don't know. Put a copy about that in the bottom of your stuff. Okay, Joe?
Okay. Okay. Thank you for your time.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.